Hare Krishna, welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Chepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Veda Vyasa Priya Swami Maharaj to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 10th chapter, verse 4th onwards. Before I hand over the call to Maharaj, I would like to request Praveen Govind Prabhu, please give a brief introduction on Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, my Dandavat pranams to all the devotees on the call. His Holiness Ved Vyas Priya Swami Maharaj was born in a Aducha Sahasra Brahmin family in 1944. Maharaj was working as a research biochemist in Purushram in East Africa and then later in the United States. Within a week of his arrival in the United States, Maharaj had the association of the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Circumstances led Maharaj to give up his mundane research and take full shelter of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Since his first initiation by Srila Prabhupada in 1977, New York, Maharaj had also served in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness in various capacities. Later, he was personal secretary to the GBC, president of ISKCON Queens and New York, director of Bharatiya Community Services in New Vrindavan. In 1987, Maharaj shifted attention to serving India following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada that every Indian trained in the West must help serve in India since 19, and his services have included overseeing the function of the ashram in Vrindavan and also the Bharatpur ashram, the wider services of regional secretary in Punjab and Haryana, and as the chairman of the North Indian Temples Divisional Council for the 7 years following its inception. Since 1998, Maharaj has been serving Srila Prabhupada and his movement as an initiating spiritual master and has been preaching far and wide throughout the world the message of Guru and Krishna. He is currently free from management duties, taking full commitment to giving spiritual guidance, preaching and teaching to devotees in all levels of advancement in Krishna consciousness, philosophy, sadhana, deity worship and temple seva. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the call, Maharaj. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for your valuable time and association for us this morning, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Please take over the call, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर
वनचारी
जय राधा ಜಯ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ
ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ
ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನ
ತೀರ
ವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನ ತೀರ ವನ ಚಾರಿ
ಜಮುನ
ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ
ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ
ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ದಾರಿ
ಗೋಪಿ
ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ
ಗಿರಿವರ
ದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ
ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ
ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ
ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ
ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ವಿಶ್ವಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ತತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶಿಶಿಮತ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭೈ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿವಿಧಾನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಡೆಪ್ಯೂಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಜಯ ವಿಶ್ವಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ತತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶಿಶಿಮತ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸಿ ಕಹೋ ಸಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಬ್ರಜಮಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನವದೀಪಮಯಪುರ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಹಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಜಮುನಾ ಮಹಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಸಮಾವಿತ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಆ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸ
वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter number 10, and Text number 4. This chapter describes Maharaj Rahugana meets Jada Bharat, and Providence brought Jada Bharat to deliver Rahugana. But how one has to go through the association of the modes of material nature and the effect of that is very nicely and described here, and how a self-realized devotee like Jada Bharat can break up the barriers of guna sangha, you know. So this is a very important lesson for the devotees and aspiring to use this text of the conversation which is between Rahugan and his palanquin carriers. And how the response from Jada Bharat, who has become one of the carrier, you know. And this conversation is very astounding, and Srila Prabhupada's purports are very, very much penetrating to the psyche of a growing devotee. What he should do, how he should behave, you know, as a devotee. All this, considerations are there in the whole chapter, and will gain a lot, you know, as a practical, application of this transcendental knowledge of what Rahugana is going to learn from Jada Bharat. So, you know, Jada Bharat was jumping up, not trying to kill the ants, you know, and that make the palanquin also very shaky and becoming uncomfortable for Rahugan through traveling. So the king, you know, he knew that his carriers, you know, are of Shudra quality anyway, but he did not realize that there is another non-Shudra, but a Brahman and a learned devotee is subjugated as the fourth carrier. So you can see how the interactions of the modes of material nature is interacting. There are Rahugana himself was a king, is in mode of passion, and Jada Bharat is in transcendental mode, not even mode of goodness, but transcendental mode. So how transcendence surpasses everything, you know. Rahugana is trying to chastise while remaining in the palanquin itself. He doesn't come down yet, you know. But we see in the text number 3 that Maharaj Rahugana was scolding them, you know. They became very afraid of his punishment and began to speak to him as follows, right? Navayam naradeva pramatta bhavanyam manupathaha sadveshavaham अयमधुनैव नियुक्तोऽपि न द्रुतं व्रजति नानेन वोढुं हि अह वयं पारयाम इति. दिस् इस् अ प्रोज वर्स. न नॉट वयं वि नरदेव ओ लोर्ड अमंगस्ट द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स द किंग इज सपोज्ड टू बी द रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ देव द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. प्रमत्ताः निग्लेक्टफुल इन अवर ड्यूटीज भवत नियम अनुपथाः हु आर ऑलवेज ओबीडियंट टू योर ऑर्डर्स साधु प्रॉपरली एव सर्टनली वहामः वी आर केयरिंग आई एम दिस मैन अधुना जस्ट रिसेंटली एव इंडीड नियुक्ताः बीइंग एंगेज टू वर्क विथ अस अपि ऑल्दो No, not drutam, very quickly, vrajati works, na, not anena, him, saha with vodhum to carry, uha, oh, vayam vi, parayamaha, are able, iti thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Oh Lord, please note that we are not at all negligent in discharging our duties. We have been faithfully carrying this palanquin according to your desire. But this man who has been recently engaged to work with us cannot walk very swiftly. Therefore, we are not able to carry the palanquin with him. The other palanquin carriers were Shudras, whereas Jadabharat was only a high caste Brahmin, but also a great devotee. Shudras do not sympathize with other living beings, but a Vaishnava cannot act like a Shudra. Whenever a Shudra and a Brahman Vaishnava are combined, there will be certainly be imbalance in execution of duties. The Shudras were walking with the palanquin without at all caring for the ants on the ground, but Jadabharat could not act like a Shudra, and therefore difficulty arose. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahgana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahgana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो वी सी द रिस्पॉन्स गिवन बाय द शूद्रस बिकॉज दे आर फियरफुल ऑफ द किंग्स ऑर्डर. द किंग इज टेकिंग सर्विस from the Shudras. That is his legitimate right. And the king has to subdue them by threats. We have seen Srila Prabhupada also commenting on this that is in previous verse that was told that according to political science, a king sometimes tries to pacify his subordinates and sometimes chastises them, sometimes derides them, and sometimes rewards them. In this way, the king rules his subordinates. The bearers of the palanquin could understand that the king was angry and that he would chastise them. So, therefore, you know, for the whole problem, they dump the onus on Jadabharat, just trying to get excused from the king. Well, we see they can't take a collective responsibility. Shudras cannot take collective responsibility. Whoever it may be, in Kali Yuga, everybody is Shudra, but yet this mentality is there that to take collective responsibility is a tough job, you know. And no wonder collective responsibility in our organization, which is transcendental, supposed to be carrying out the transcendental functions of Krishna consciousness. Yet we find so many times, you know, they throw the onus on other parties, even in the administration, we see. And there is no collective responsibility, you know. So they think they got some power in politics, so they can wield their influence this way, that way. But the important point is that those who are not learned, you know, those who are not learned, or those who are supposed to be trained by Brahmanas are the kings. You know, they may not have realized, but they learned certain disciplines. But at this moment, the king does not realize the stature of Jadabharat. He knew only the Shudras, and he lashed out the chastisement, you know. So they were afraid, and they want to excuse themselves because they think that they are not at fault. They are not at fault. Now, as we talked about the Guna Sangha, Guna Sangha means the association with the modes of material nature. You know, Jadabharat is beyond the mode of goodness even. He's in the transcendental mode. And the lower modes like passion and ignorance of the Shudras, you know, is creating a complete demeaning the real education, the of the Vedic civilization. Who is responsible? We see that when Rajogun becomes prominent, they even do not care for the Brahman quality. You know, we have seen in the case of Devyani and Sarmishtha. And they have to go on their own nature. That is Guna Sangha. Even though they were friends, but at the time of emergency, they started accusing each other. You know, when Maharaj Yayati was passing through and they were taking bath naked, they kept their clothes outside, you know, in dry places. So immediately rushed up because of shame, you know, they wore each other's clothes without consideration, you know. But Guna Sangha, you know, they found each other wearing each other's clothes. So there was a fight. There was a fight. And according to the mode of passion cultivation in the Sharmishtha, the king's daughter, you know, she pushed by force Devyani into a well. Now Devyani became helpless, you know. But this is the Guna Sangha, you know. And King Yayati, again the Guna Sangha, you know, got hold of Devyani's hand and pulled her out from the well. and that is Guna Sangha, means a Brahmin girl now is going to get married with King Yayati. King has to accept this norm because of the Vedic rules and regulations that a qualified Brahmin can marry a lower caste, a king's, you know. And of course, Shukracharya was the father of, you know, Devyani and King Yayati. So again, Shukracharya instructs him, you watch out, you know. Devyani has to become the maid servant of, Sarmishtha has to become the maid servant of Devyani, you know, on that basis. Then you should not have any relationship with her, you know. You can't break your promise to hold the hand of Devyani. So in this way, the Guna Sangha is interacting. But again, Guna Guneshu Vartayanti, Gunas are going to be attracted by identical Gunas. So somehow or another, Yayati and Sarmishtha also have a child, you know. So Devyani's children are there, Sarmishtha's children are there. Devyani found out, and she left him and went to his father. And because Yayati was lumpat anyway, so shamelessly followed Devyani to his father, and his father cursed him to become old man, invalid. You know. Then Yayati pleaded, "I will die soon, and your daughter is going to be a widow. So do something, you know. I beg your pardon, and it was my mistake, but what can I do? I'm compelled by the mood. Compelled by the mood." But the honesty and the rules which are prevailing, you know, to the modes of material nature, that one has to be protected from all the three modes of material nature to become transcendental. And Yayati knew this because he was well trained, but yet he was compelled by the modes of material nature, could not help. It is because the association. Karanam Guna Sangasya Sadasadhyoni Janmashu. The Guna Sangha. So here, and the example of the Shudras are there, and the king was there. The king did not know that there was a Brahman. All right? He finds out after he comes down from the palanquin, because the problem continued even after chastisement. So he knew whom to target now. But Jad Bharat was completely remaining a little bit uncovered because of his dirty face and this and that. But Rahugan did not first recognize him simply by look that he is an avadut, you know. So he's a liberated person, he could not say. But anyway, the interactions of the modes are very interesting, you know, which is the root cause of our repeated birth and death. Mm-hmm. And whether we will be born in the predominant mode of goodness or passion or ignorance, it depends upon our association with the modes. The modes dictate activities. So we have to understand the nature of our say especially children, if they are hyperactive, understand they are in mode of rajogun. You know, if they are docile, they are in mode of tamogun. There is no pure goodness in the material world. It is always tainted with other two modes, more or less. So therefore, to come out from the effect of even sattvagun, it is recommended. And unless and until one chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he cannot associate with the transcendental mode. That is parasattvam. Vishuddha sattvam is Krishna. Hari Bol, I'm giving class. Hare Krishna. Purushaha prakriti sthopi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasyo sadasadyoni janmashu. The root cause is the association of the mode of material nature that impels us into sat and asat yoni. Janmashu means not one janma, janma janma antar. Everything depends upon the root cause. Root cause is the guna sangha. And therefore, Krishna created in this creation the very first mahatattva made up of three modes of material nature. Right? They were direct reflections, opposite, reflections of Satchidananda. They became sattva, raja, and tama, respectively. This is the opposite nature of Krishna's internal potency. That's called external potency. So we are all encaged in the body made up of the three modes of material nature. We are being governed by the activities which are having the root cause of our association of that particular mode. We have to break this association of the modes. And therefore, Sadhu Charitra, like Jad Bharat, equipped with the realized knowledge, has to impart. Rahugan himself was well trained, but he is a ruler. So he has a sattvic learning, but predominant activity of mode of passion to rule thee as a king. So he is in a mixed mode. But Jad Bharat was not in mixed mode. We will see how he responds to Rahugan at least three verses are simply by hearing, opening the eyes of Rahugan. And we see how he realizes that he is offending a sadhu because of well-trained. So actually, Jad Bharat never took an ill, because he was beyond the bodily conception of life. We should learn very, very well through the dialogue between Jad Bharat and Rahugan, how to overcome the effect of material modes. What we have to learn that tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayasche cheta eter anavidam sthitam sattve prasidati by shrunotam svakatham Krishna. Itself is so much activity for purification. that whatever inauspicious things in our heart will be eradicated. And eradication of the lower modes, that is mode of passion and ignorance, will be surely be witnessed by ourselves. And sthitam sattve prasidati will be situated in mode of goodness. The effect that whether it will be pure goodness or not, that has to be now again, you know, refined. So, sthitam sattve prasidati to evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. We can only become free from the effect of the three modes of material nature simply by associating with the transcendental activities governed by transcendental mode. Transcendental activities are not governed by mode of goodness, passion, or of ignorance. So we have to follow the shastric process, which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is well-known literature. It is the culmination of the Vedic knowledge after the maturity of Shuddha Vyasadevs. You know, it has been written where the three modes of material nature's effect is completely eradicated. Therefore, the instructions of Bhagavatam and association of Bhagavatam will bring us to the mode of transcendence. This is exactly, that's why Prabhupada instilled that Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Person Bhagavat, Bhuga Bhagavat, and Krishna is Bhagavan about Bhagavat. You know? So about Bhagavan is called Bhagavat. So Nityam Sevaya. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki. This is the path which has been choked out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his eternal associates who gave us the literature of bhakti. You know, there is no contemporary bhakti literature ever to be found similar of this category in any other sampradaya. They may tattvavadis, they may Vishishta Advaitavadis, but nothing of pure devotional service. And therefore, we have to learn very systematically the tattva of the transcendence to performing bhakti. The proof of pudding is in eating it. It's not simply narrating it, but we have to live by performing the same process that is recommended so universally by the controllers of the universe, the devatas, and amongst them there are Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vayasiki, Vayam. These are 12 Mahajans. They are not talking any political situation. They are not talking anything tinged by the modes of material nature. Now, they are all up to the highest category of liberated person. You know? And Jad Bharat is follower of them. He was determined to become Jad. Jad against this material nature. You know, why do you call Jad Bharat? Actually, it is a laughing name, and mostly it gives smile on the faces of those who are materially in the mode of passion. But actually, the term is one has to become Jad. to overcome the effects of the three modes of material nature. Jadavat. And in the next verses, you will see how Jad Bharat is replying that he is a Jad, a real Jad. He was not his body. So when we are realizing that we are not this body, we are pure spirit soul, transcendental to the modes of material nature, that has to manifest before we quit this body. Otherwise, you know, our jarta is not effective. To follow in the footsteps of Jad Bharat is not effective. Parabhavasya abodha jato javanna jigyasam atma tattva. Atma is not covered by the three modes of material nature. You know, it is not, it is pure. But what is covering? The covering, when the Atma comes in contact with the three modes of material nature, it produces the ahankar, mithya ahankar. Then the effect of the modes will come. The effect of mode of sattva guna was the mind. Creation of mind, you know, and the intelligence and the governing principles of mind and intelligence are Aniruddha and Pradyumna, the transcendental deities of the Chaturvyuha. It's described in the third canto, we will see, you know. So it is so much a practical science that we are supposed to indulge and perform the same process to make us aloof from the three modes of material nature. You know, it will, because there is no bluffing. Shastra do not bluff. Shastras do not bluff. It is very important in the life of a devotee to learn from how Jad Bharat's behavior is then. It is not a drama. It is very, very realized aspect of the reality that Srila Vyasadeva is revealing, Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, everybody is trying to, you know, work for all of us, the generations after, to how to get rid of the entanglement of the three modes of material nature, you know. So in this way, you know, we look into the subject matter, which is very nicely told by Sukadeva Goswami about the Jad Bharat, you know, and Rahugan's incident, that the, how the conflict of the modes will be there. It's in our life, if we examine, you know, there is a silent conflict and we do not realize it. Because that's the kind of nature of the three modes of material, the modes, they are acting upon us. And we do not realize even our habits, our association. Our choice is different, but we end up just to work out sometimes. We compromise with the modes, you know. All these facts are ultimately, you know, anarthas. They are giving us impediment in spiritual progress. So how to dissociate? Otherwise, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, karanam guna sangasya. But what makes it? Purushaha prakrutistho api. Purusha means the jiva, who think himself to be the enjoyer, right? But he is situated in prakriti made up of three modes of material nature. Sto api. Bhunkte prakriti jan guna. He enjoys, bhunkte means enjoys, what? The objects made up of three modes of material nature. So what is he is enjoying actually? The product or the cause of the product? He himself is enveloped by the three modes of material nature. And he is reacting with the objects made up of three modes of material nature. So actually, the three modes of material nature are coming into contact with each other. Isn't that a cheating experience? You are alive, you are conscious. And you are led to understand, oh yeah, this ice cream tastes very good. You know? Bhante prakriti jan gunan. So try to meditate on this teachings in Bhagavad Gita, and you will see how the three modes of material nature is affecting our Krishna consciousness. It's interfering at every step, even during chanting, even during putting the devotional service. And how much we have to develop the character like Jada Bharat to overcome. So I would like to stop here. Please, anybody has any question or comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for such a beautiful class. That's very nice to hear from you. Dear devotees, if anybody having any questions, please raise your hand so that we can unmute. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, if you have any question, please raise your hand. Thank you, Maharaj, for such a beautiful examples, how these three modes of material nature influences us and put us in the trouble. So what we have to do to escape from this, even though we are practicing devotional service, doing everything, but we are attacking with these three modes. It's every day we are struggling with these three modes. What we have to do? How we can escape from this?
We have to do all the transcendental activities with our conscious consciously, in the sense that not become mechanized. If we become more conscious of what we are doing, you know, then it will affect very quickly. Sometimes we make believe that we are conscious, you know, but the modes are very, very, strong, and it takes away from our, attention even, you know. And at the back of our mind, we think, yeah, I know, I have chanted, why do we commit mistakes? Why the four defects are there? Actually, they should not be there. If in the bodily conception, they are there. So the point is that whatever Krishna conscious activities we perform consciously. Because consciousness is that energy provided by the super soul to the soul, so he can express himself. But if his expressions are in contact with the three modes of material nature, then it's called polluted consciousness. Now, consciousness is the transcendental energy, Krishna's consciousness. My consciousness is polluted, but Krishna's consciousness is not polluted. So whenever we perform Krishna consciously. That's it.
Thank you, Maharaj. Shun Maharaj will be concentrating on that. Whatever I am doing it consciously while I'm chanting and while I'm performing my devotional service. So that makes the whole day being always in Krishna conscious. Thank you so much, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, one more time, you can raise your hands for the questions. Please raise your hand if you have any questions or realizations.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandat Pranam.
Jai
Maharaj, you said the consciousness is Krishna's transcendental energy. So is it right to say that we are polluting that transcendental energy?
The three modes of material nature and its association is making us polluted.
Not us.
No, we are put into such, because we did some, you know, mistake. Icha dvesha svanuttena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sargeyanti paranta. Now, whose fault is that? The dvesh, enviousness, pollutes everything. The envious desire to lord it over separately from Krishna, even though nothing belongs to us. But Krishna is so kind that he is providing opportunity. So, I said, okay, you want to fulfill your desires without me? Okay, I have to supply you that consciousness necessary so you can think of it. But it is Krishna's consciousness and our desire pollutes it by the envious nature. Therefore, a different desire is there than Krishna's desire. In Krishna consciousness, we come to execute Krishna's desire, not our desire. Even in Christianity, my dear Father, thy will be done, not mine. So, this is an important lesson. What do you think?
Yes, yes, Maharaj. Thank you so much for the understanding, Maharaj. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, we have one reason.
Kavikarna
Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is
Maharaj. Yeah, Glorious Prabhupada.
Glory to you, Maharaj. So, Maharaj, please, I have a very question. You have been talking about how we can overcome these three modes of material nature and also by becoming conscious in our devotional service. What about those, like say, for me now that I'm not in living in an association of devotees, even though sometimes I struggle to listen to all these classes. But the taste of Krishna consciousness to seriously practice Krishna consciousness like the early days in the beginning is not there. So how can one, you know, develop this taste again in practicing devotional service? Because the most is so much on me that the taste is not there, you know, and all those things. So how to regain this taste, Maharaj?
Somehow or another, you have to associate with the transcendental modes supplied by the devotees or directly, indirectly. In Corona time, you know, the Zoom is association, you know. But what we gain is the oral reception, and that should be at least transcendental in nature, you know. So association is not necessarily physical association. Vani is most important to associate with rather than Vapu. But as Jad we were, Jad means imbecile or in the bodily conception we think we are live, but we are not live. What is the life of sense gratification? The dead enjoyment, There is no live enjoyment. And live enjoyment does not last. You know, it slips away. So, you know, in India, there are sadhus called aghoris. Aghori means they are very, very, antisocial in their practices. You can Google and you will see what are their activities. They are forcefully trying to associate with those modes of ignorance. But such practice is not transcendental. Now, what is the difference between a sense gratifier and an aghori? What were the teachings of Rajneesh? He doesn't have any transcendental idea beyond the three modes of material nature. But anyway, jato mat tato pat, whatever you think becomes your way, and try to see. But the shastras are completely, dead against all these notions. Therefore, shastra praman, the authority that we have to take and develop ourselves. But Prabhupada says, in this Kali Yuga association of Vani, Vani, why only in this age? Vani was the most important. Even in the other Yugas where there was no literary, formation of the Shastras, it was simply heard and repeated. So Vani predominates the what we call physical nature. So you are in good hands. Attend the classes more attentively and enjoy.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you. Very good to Maharaj.
Thank you, Maharaj. There is another raise hand. Brajraj Prabhu, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Jai Brajraj Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj, for giving very nice teachings on this three modes of material nature and how we need to shift our consciousness most towards transcendence. I agree with you what you said by chanting and engaging in devotional service constantly. So we can certainly shift our consciousness towards transcendental. But however, as you know, often although we try to be in transcendental, but sometimes it will drag us towards ignorance or passion. So how do we make sure that we don't, get dragged by this ignorance or passion or even goodness?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, wherever the mind wanders, bring it back. Mana chanchalam Krishna pramati balvadradam tam nigraham vayorivad sudushkaram. The teachings of Krishna is, pull him back. Back him. And Bhakti Siddhanta would tell, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj would say, beat your mind with the shoes in the morning and broom with the night. So, whatever, these are the immediate, culprits, because they store the effect of the three modes of material nature, not the original, nature of the Atma. But those whose minds are purified, then they are completely, acting on a transcendental platform.
So it is constant struggle or fight between mind and...
Yes, of course. Bring it back. Bring it back. The there should be proper prayaschit for letting it go. But the real prayaschit is bring it back, knowing that you cannot go away from me, you know. Try, you know, how many times Indra came to steal the horse of Pratho Maharaj's Ashwamedha Yajna, right? So it was brought back. But that effort was enough to make the Lord Brahma to appear and tell him, Ruthu, you are incarnation of God. Why do you need to occupy the place of Indra? It is a low thing, you know. But Ruthu is a Shaktyavesh avatar. He doesn't have to be any need of enviousness to compete with. The transcendental position is, you know, we should try to achieve as far as possible by tolerating all these inconveniences that were coming out of the habit. All right? But be very fixed and surely we will make progress, you know. All right. Anybody else?
Is there anybody having any more questions for Maharaj? Please go ahead. Shambhuri Mataji, would you like to talk?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Maharaj, you know, all those thank you so much, Maharaj, for your association and very, very instructive class, Maharaj. We are practicing devotees. We have to be very careful about the three modes of material nature. So thank you so much, Maharaj. I would like to request you one more thing, Maharaj. Since you are in US and we both have the same chanting time, you just log in for some time and give your association for chanting. That would be, you know.
I will look into that. Sometimes the conflict of the timing and other attendance, I have to. So it happens sometimes. But I found out that I don't have a conference call at this time. So I wrote you at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much for your association.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, once again for such a beautiful, beautiful
Maharaj, thank you for a very nice class.
I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha kalpatarobhyasya kripa sindhubhyaiva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Ananta koti vaishnavrindiki jai shri Prabhupada ki jai. Holiness Vedavyasa Swami Priya Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for your association.
Thank you all. We'll end the call here. Hare Krishna.